A Senate inquiry into the harmful algal bloom devastating South Australia's marine environment and fishing industries has heard more funding is needed to assess the situation. Scientists say the algal bloom, which has spread to a vast area and killed tens of thousands of sea creatures, was most likely driven by marine heatwave conditions that are likely to recur because of climate change. The role of nutrients in the water and upswelling ocean currents are also being examined as the government funds research efforts and support packages for the state's fisheries. Stephen Andrews from the Great Southern Reef Foundation says the bloom has caused the most extensive marine mortality recorded in the state's history, with over 500 species killed. He says far more short-term research projects should be undertaken while the bloom lasts.
There's a lot of short-term work that really could be done now that we're going to lose the opportunity when the bloom hopefully disappears. It's as soon as possible, we hope. But once it's gone, we'll lose the opportunity to study what's actually going out in the field. And that's important to understand the particular species involved and what toxins they produce and what makes them grow. And those sorts of things are important for how we manage these in the future.